today on the phone, we have Jessica Setta. She's a former member of the Pussycat Dolls and is now focusing her solo career and dominating the Billboard dance charts. Jessica, I'd like to thank you so much for taking the time to jump on the phone with us for a little bit.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Oh, yeah. I guess just to start off with, I know fitness has probably played a very important part in your life, and if you're so busy on the go all the time, as we all are these days, and you're clearly in very, very good shape, we're just kind of curious, I guess, how has fitness played a part in your career so far?
Oh, my God, it's, like, the most important, you know. I feel like, you know, it's mind, body, and soul, I feel like, is the most important in life to achieve anything. So I dedicate time to meditate, to do yoga, and to also work out cardio. So my regimen is I go hiking, and then I'll do a flow yoga, and then I'll do, if I don't go to a class, I'll go home, and I bought these ankle weights, and I do floor exercises on my yoga mat. And I find a lot of the exercises on Instagram. Like, I'm obsessed with butts, so I need to get a nice butt. So I do a ton of squats and ton of, like, you know, butt exercises that I learn off of Instagram, no less.
Yeah, no doubt. I understand. It's a good, good resource to use.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it sounds like a great way to do it, mind and body. If the hiking, kind of relax and meditate, it sounds perfect.
Yeah, I think you have to touch into nature. I think it's very important because, especially being in Hollywood and being a musician, life is very crazy here. So it keeps me very grounded. I think that's the most important thing.
Yeah, it's key, I'm sure, for sure, being out there in hectic life.
Yeah.
Do you ever, like, do strength training at all? Things like that as well?
Is that, like CrossFit? Oh, I do weight training,
yes.
I do weight training. So I take this class called Pop Physique, and it's an hour. And it's dedicated to just myself. And there's weights. We do arms, we do legs, we do butt, of course. And it's amazing, and it's a full hour. But I make sure that I do weights every single day because I think weights are the most important to keep slender. You know? You can do as much cardio, but I don't feel like it builds the muscle that I get from weights.
Oh, yeah, I agree 100%. You definitely have to have the strength training to really get the definition and the tone that you're looking for, really.
Yeah, and I just feel like you definitely shed the pounds when you do, like, weights, you know? So.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one 100%. So it's,
also,
I
don't
know
how to run, actually. I run like a girl.
And it's not really that much fun to just continually run.
Exactly.
I ask you whether you had your own trainer, but it sounds like you kind of create your own programs, it sounds like.
I used to have a trainer, and I he's amazing, and I needed motivation because, one, I can't go to a gym. For me, I need to either have a trainer or I need to have a class because I will definitely not push myself hard, you know, except when I'm on the mat trying to get my butt straight, you know. But I definitely need motivation. I think trainers are amazing.
Oh, yeah, they provide that, you know, that kick in the ass or a kick in the butt, so to speak.
Yeah, exactly.
So, like you said, you do a lot of hiking around there. Do you ever actually do workouts when you're on the road traveling, like in your hotel room, maybe the hotel gym or things like that as well?
I try to, but honestly, now I bring my weight, and I just do my exercises that I learn on my Instagram, but it's just squats, it's just leg lifts, it's push-ups, and I bring my 2-pound weights and my 5-pound for my ankle, and that's the best way because I just really try to get at least an hour in no matter where I am.
That's great, yeah. Yeah, it sounds like a kind of a perfect light gym kind of go-to while you're in the hotel.
Yeah, exactly. You're not bothered. You're alone, so it's good.
Yeah. I guess on the flip side of that, this is really more of a fitness talk, but I got to ask about your nutrition because people out there, they have so much trouble, you know, when you're all on the go eating. You know, fast food's like the most convenient thing in the world, but it's not the best.
Oh, the worst thing in the world. Oh, God.
Yeah.
This past year, I've actually turned into pescatarian. I no longer eat red meat or chicken.
Okay.
And I've also stayed away from wheat, so I eat gluten-free. And honestly, I love the taste of it. I don't have I don't need to be gluten-free, but I feel like what gluten does to your body and the way it makes you, like, expand and just bloat, it's horrible. So I stay away from that. I eat really clean. I eat greens, I eat vegetables, and I eat, like, a protein of fish or, like, you know, kale. I think what you eat is the most important because your skin, everything, you have to have antioxidants, like have papaya, have, you know, chia seeds with a shake that way. You know, I feel like you have to really nurture your body within. So that's where my mind, body, and soul always comes in when I eat too.
Yeah, that's great advice as well. Just kind of eat, you know, whole organic foods, and hopefully they'll take care of the rest of it.
Yeah, and we have so much access. We have the internet. You Google, you know, I've learned how to cook so much from Google. I Google something that I like, you know, and then I learn how to cook, and now I've become an amazing cook. But I also treat my body better, and I save money. I'm sorry, when you go and you go to this McDonald's, and you, okay, yes, it's cheap, but down the line, you're going to have some health problems, I'm telling you. There's some crazy stuff in that food. Be careful, you know.
Yeah, that's great advice as well. What's your favorite, I guess, protein go-to source in, like a baked fish or something like that?
Yeah, I bake a salmon. I just put olive oil and a little bit of pepper, and I just put in tinfoil for 20 minutes inside the oven, and I take it out, and it's perfect. Put some lemon on that. It's easy, and, you know, I'm careful. I don't get farm-raised fish. I like to get wild-caught fish.
Mm-hmm.
Now that I've, you know, become more a pescatarian, I know more about fish. But I didn't grow up on fish. I grew up on McDonald's. So I had to kind of reprogram my brain to, like, say, okay, this is not going to be good, you know?
Yeah.
So, and where you buy the fish is very important as well.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, it's like sort of what you're kind of getting at. It's a whole mindset change, really, going from the, you know, the convenient fast food joint to actually taking care of your body.
Yeah, and, you know, sometimes it's really inconvenient to buy organic and it's more expensive. And I hate that America does that because we have, you know, it's like, oh, you know, this is going to be more expensive, but it's better for you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And what I try to do is I've actually saved money by going to farmers markets, like local farmers markets, and doing it that way, you know.
Yeah.
The food is way different from anything you could ever eat, you know.
Yeah, super fresh, and you're kind of giving back to the local marketers too.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and pesticide-free, and you don't – I mean, the things that they put on the food today really scares me, you know? Like, what is it going to cause down the line? Is this going to cause cancer, you know? So we have to be really aware as a community to stop doing that, you know?
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, that wonderful advice, and everybody needs to be more conscious of whatever they're putting in their bodies. That's 100% true.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess we've covered a little bit of fitness and some nutrition. So you said it's mind, body, and spirit. You say you do a little meditation and everything like that. Can you just kind of run us through that and how that makes you feel and, like, just how you go about doing it?
Well, you know, I feel like it's so – our mind completely controls our actions, you know, and I feel like a lot of things from our past can come into our minds and then stop us from achieving goals in life or – stop us from being the best that we can be. And meditation allows you to stand still with your mind and let thoughts pass. But once you can program your mind to do that in everyday life, you'll see, like, changes and miracles occur in your life. So I was told for so many years from, like, gurus, they're like, you need to meditate. I'm like, I don't have time to meditate. I'm on the road, you know. And now I won't wake up until when I wake up, I meditate before I put my feet on the ground. Because even if it's for 15 minutes, you have to get aligned in your mind to go forward in the day. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I think it just helps the health so much, and then it helps you be a nicer person too, because you're not stressed out from an idea in your mind going into a situation. You're calm, and you can be the observer observing the situation. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So meditation is key to life.
I like how you do it right when you wake up in the morning, because you kind of set your day up to really kind of be a great day.
Yeah, and like I said, the internet, I go on YouTube and I find what I'm feeling. I want a meditation for love, you know,
mm-hmm.
or Wayne Dyer has, like, the best meditations with ohms in the beginning. And you're saying ohms and it might feel weird, but you're actually sending out good vibrations to attract better energy. Because at the end of the day, we're all made up of energy too, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to attract good vibes.
Yeah, I like that. That's good. That's really good. That's amazing what you can do with Google nowadays and YouTube.
Yeah, seriously, it's changed our world. I mean, it's changed everything, the internet, and YouTube, and Instagram. Everyone has nice butts now because of Instagram.
That's good advice. I'm curious now what you got going on in your life right now. I know you're doing really well on the dance charts and everything like that, so can you fill us in what you're kind of doing right now?
Yeah, I just released my new single, Let It Be Love, on May 15th, which happened to be my birthday. So,
happy birthday.
Thank you. Yeah, it was wonderful. And the song was written by Rico Love and produced by my producer SX, who produced my entire album, which is entitled Feline Resurrection. That'll be out this fall. But yeah, I start going on tour this week. I'm going to be all over the United States, so you can see my tour dates on my Facebook. It's facebook.com/Jessica Setta, and you'll see all my tour dates and stuff.
Oh, great. Yeah, well, I'll definitely have to check that out. I'm going to have to look that song up, too, for sure. That's
please
awesome.
Do. There's a lot of remixes to work out to as well. The remix package comes out June 8th. I got really amazing remixers on this, so I can't wait for everyone to hear it.
Yeah, make you crush that cardio listening to that good stuff.
Yep. See what I mean?
So I guess, do you have any last tips or tricks for anybody listening out there that just is struggling to, like, you know, find the time to work out and find the time to actually get healthy? What would you just, maybe some parting advice for them?
Just make the decision to really love yourself and to take care of yourself inside, because no one else can do that for you other than you. So it's just about making a decision and making a commitment to yourself, you know, and so that you can live a long, prosperous life, you know, because health is the most important.
Yeah, that's perfect advice. That's probably what starts most of the sickness out there, because people just don't love themselves anymore like they should.
Yeah, it's easy not to work out, you know. It's easy just to chill and watch TV and eat popcorn on the couch, you know. But live your life, like, exert your body, like, feel your body. It's amazing. We're in body suits. It's incredible to be here, you know.
Well, Jessica, thanks so much for taking this short time to, you know, kind of discuss some of your fitness and nutrition philosophy. I really, really appreciate it.
My pleasure, Josh. Thank you so much for having me.
Yep, and we'll talk soon. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Bye.